Interim CEO Lee May pushed the allocation based on his plan of hiring a full-time chief integrity officer, a full-time investigator, and a full-time administrative assistant. But not everyone agrees with that plan, including County Commissioner Jeff Rader.
We're going too far by funding particular positions with particular responsibilities.
John Ernst chairs the Ethics Board, and he also seems reluctant to accept May's plan wholesale.
We do not want to get in a situation in which we are building the plane while we fly it. It might be a little bit different than exactly what was proposed by the interim CEO, but in the end, the goal that he had laid out will be accomplished.
Ernst says he wants to make sure the office functions well for the long term, not just for now. The board is currently addressing more than 20 ethics complaints, including complaints against every single county commissioner. Lee May says he was able to sell the Board of Commissioners on the funding allocation based on his staffing plan. But what if ethics board members have something else in mind?
Well, absolutely. I'm willing to listen to them. And I think if they want to use it differently, I'm definitely open to talk with them about that.
It appears unlikely that conversation will happen anytime soon. The Ethics Board hasn't yet set a date to discuss how to spend the money, money that's promised to it only until the end of this year. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.